Alright, let's call this a family first care.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
This is Carmen Kinley. I can barely hear you. I don't know what's wrong with the connection. I just got off the phone with county services. And they said that my services were supposed to have started on the 23rd. Like, I can't even, I'm not getting no information, no updates or anything.
Let me see.
I'm in here struggling.
You got a notice from which? From the county's office?
I just got off the phone with them, yes.
Let me see. I'm just going to check the Promise website where I can see who's approved. Let me see if I see it over there, because I looked last week. I didn't see anything. Maybe they updated it already. Let's see.
I don't know how many hours I get. Y'all didn't even hire my waiver yet or get put in the application.
Let me see. If you have a waiver, I'll definitely help you from there.
Oh.
Yes, I see the waiver. Wow, nice. Okay,
I
so
said
let me see with which insurance you are. With you with BHDW, let me see. So you with Keystone. So the next step will be like this. So do you have a caregiver in mind, whoever wants to help you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so what we'll do now is two things. The first thing is I'll give you the service coordinator information. So this is the service coordinator from the insurance company. They will come down to you. They will assess how many hours they will give you. But they will discuss with you exactly how many hours they would like to give you. They will discuss it with you. You just have to schedule the assessment. So let me go ahead and try to search for that information. One second.
The service coordinator is with Keystone First?
Yes, yes.
And it's not with y'all?
It's with Keystone, yeah. So she will be the coordinator, and she will, you know, approve whatever hours. She will suggest for the insurance companies how many hours you need, and they will discuss it with you. Let me just go ahead and try to search for the information over here.
Now, how long does this process take? Because they said that I was approved on the 23rd. I could have been getting help. I'm sitting here, like, drowning.
I understand. We couldn't, like, there's no way we can know unless we search on the website. So I searched last week. Let me see when I searched last time. That's interesting. So I looked at
I remember
when
you last
Friday.
Time you searched. We was on the phone together. I know.
Yeah, so I searched on the 30th as well on Friday. There was no waiver in the system. So I guess it got between those 3 days. So let me see what service coordinator insurance. Service coordinator. Let me see if you have already or it's still pending. Okay, so you're still pending an assignment. So that means that you don't
help.
So they assign a service coordinator within 2 to 3 days after getting the waiver. So you probably got the waiver another, 2 days ago. So this is still pending assignment. So once I'll check all day and tomorrow and check whenever I see the service coordinator information, and I'll let you know as soon as I have it. Okay?
So how do I get my waiver situated? How do
you
go about getting...
You are already approved. You're approved for a waiver. That means that you have long-term care. what needs to happen next is that you have to discuss with the service coordinator. She will come down, whatever it is, to your house and assess how many hours you need. And based on that, she will suggest for the insurance company how many hours she thinks you need. And based on that, they will make a decision how many hours they give you. And in the meantime, I'm going to start to work on onboarding your caregiver as well. But one
how are you going to get, you don't have his information?
So I have a website, it's called NaviNet, where I can search all the service coordinator, whichever, from a few companies.
So no, I say, how are you going to get my waiver on board if you don't have his information?
So they will put the information within a day or two. So right now when I'm checking who the service coordinator is, there's a new letter that was created today. And it says that the service coordinator is pending assignments, and there's no. I can give you the phone number to call in. Maybe they can give it to you, but
thank
I don't
you.
Think usually when they have it, they put it over here. I'll give you the phone number from Keystone. That's 800. 800. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. 800 521.
800. Wait, 800.
521.
521.
6007.
6007. So that's 800 521 6007.
Correct, yes. So this is the general number from Keystone. That's what they list over here for now, because it seems that you don't have a service coordinator yet. But you can call them in if they already have the information. So if you have the information, just grab it and call up the service coordinator. Tell them you got the waiver. You want to schedule an assessment for the hours, how many hours you need.
Okay, now back to my original question. How long does that process usually take? Say I want to sign a court.
From now until you start, it might take fast like a week, but it also might take 2 weeks because sometimes the service coordinators, they're taking some time till they come down, whatever. But from our end, we'll onboard the caregivers. Everything should be good for you. I mean, ready to start from our end. So what I'll do now is to one more thing. Just remember, when the service coordinator comes to you to request our agency for the managed care organization. So our name is Family First Care.
Let me write it down again.
Can I text you our information?
Yes, please.
Okay. Text it to you. Because there's also another company that's called Family First Home Care. Sometimes they, mistake that company with us. We're not Home Care, we're Family First Care. So let me just make sure I give you the right information. And copy. What's the last 4 digits of your phone number that you're calling me?
1524.
524. Okay. This is our name. I give you our address as well. And I'll give you our phone number.
I hope you guys is a good business. I need as much help as I can.
What do you say?
I said, I hope this company, this agency is a great agency.
Actually, I'm not sure because, you know, I'm not inside in the finance, but...
I'm talking about your agency.
Yeah, I understand, but I'm not in the, you know, in the finance to know, you know, where we're up to, so I have no information about that.
Is this a new agency?
No, no, we're in business for, I would say, 6 to 7 years, about. Okay, so I'm sending you now all our information. Next. Okay. So just make sure when the service coordinator asks you who the organization will be, just make sure to mention our company and give them this information, yeah?
Right. So should he, my caregiver, should he go and get a PPD done? I mean, you said you was going to help with all of that.
Yes, let me go ahead right now and fill out the caregiver form, and someone from intake will call you back and, you know, be in contact with a caregiver. Let me search for this. How is it called? Just one moment. FCK, okay. Okay, this is it. Got it. Yeah, let me pull up the information that I have over here. Okay. And that's me. Okay. So the caregiver's last name is Moore, correct?
Yes, M-O-O-R-E.
Okay, perfect. And the first name will be Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N?
Yes.
Okay. The A type is an own A, it's a consumer. This one is and the patient is you. Okay, phone number.
His number?
Yeah, his number 7017, the last four numbers.
Wait a minute. His number is 267.
Okay.
628.
Okay.
7017.
Got it. What's his address?
Excuse me.
What's his address?
1008.
Okay.
Alfred Avenue.
Is the same as yours?
Yeah, you can put this one, yes.
Okay, perfect. And this is in Yeadon, school account.
Yeadon. Yeadon, PA.
Okay, and 19050.
Yeah.
And does he have any good email address where we'll be able to send him the links and everything?
Yeah, wait a minute. Well, go ahead. I'm gonna get him to send me the email. But go ahead. What's the next
Okay. It's the mail. And what languages does he speak? English, I guess, primary.
Say it again.
He speaks English, right?
Yes, he speaks English.
Perfect. COVID vaccine status. Just ask us a question that I need to ask. Did he get the COVID vaccine?
Yes. I'm not sure if he got it just recently.
No, just recently. Did he got it? Yes.
Yes, he had it before. Yes, he's gotten it before.
Let's assign this to Monica. Okay. Copy my response, and now just the email address, and I'm finished with the form. So what happens after this is this form is submitted to the intake department. They will call you back and, you know, get a caregiver on board with everything that he needs. And in the meantime, you can call up the insurance company, ask them for the service coordinator information. Once you have the information, I would also want to have it. So you can send me the information, just call them up that you want to schedule the assessment. And just keep me posted on where it goes to. If you're not, you know, they don't have the caregiver, I'll be able to see it in the NaviNet portal over here within, once they assign you the coordinator.
Okay, we say photo ID. What did you say?
I just said that we will onboard the caregiver. The intake department will call him and, you know, get him onboarded with everything that he needs. And In the meantime, you can, you know, call the insurance company to ask who the service coordinator is. If you're not successful with them, I'll be able to see it once they assign you the coordinator. And I'll share it with you and call them up that you want to schedule the assessment for the hours, and let's take it from there. And
okay.
Very important.
He didn't text me back. He didn't text me back yet. So when I'm gonna call the insurance company. After I get off the phone with the insurance company, then
yeah,
I can call him and I'll give you.
I'll put in a false email address. They'll contact him and get his email address. Form. Okay, form was submitted successfully. So they will call them and. So you got a text with our information, the organization information, our agency.
Yeah, that you sent me, yes.
Yeah, so I can just make sure that the service coordinator knows that you're going with this company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, just don't hesitate to call me if you have any questions, and let's take it from there. Let's have this roll out.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Family First Care, LLC.
Yeah.
Right.
You have to text
One Winding Drive. Yeah, I got it.
Perfect.
Keystone provider. Yeah, I got it.
Perfect. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
We'll be in contact. Thank you. Bye-bye.